Parshas Atim and Tzav Mayim Kulchem Peshem Lekechem, that the Akadosh Baruch Hu was Karius Bris with Klal Yisrael, and the Tzur of the Bris is, it says Atim Nitzavim Hayoim, that everyone is standing in front of Akadosh Baruch Hu. Losh Nitzavim Chazal, I'm way running to Losh Nitzavim. I'd like to understand a little bit what is Atim Nitzavim. The word is Oimdim. Nitzavim is a very rarely used. Nitzavim is Sulam Mutzavartza. Here the tzura of the standing in the bris was Nitzavim, especially since it says Lovichem bris. So it's going through the bris. It's not the Nitzavim. The pasuk says, "Who would HaKadosh Baruch Hu pair his bris with?" He has Shayeshne Poyimon Oimer Ayoim that Hashem Akeinu Beis Hashem Poyimon Ayoim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pairing a bris with everyone, like Chazal say, and Rashi brings it here. The Af Im Doiris Hasidim Lios. That there was a Krisus Bris even with the Doris that are the future, that will be in the future. The morale is over here, I mean, the Pashta Shaila, how can you be Krisus Bris with someone who's not there? I mean, it's, even if you're Makna Dova Shalai Balaylam, Lidova Shalai Balaylam, you can't be Makna. There's no such thing as being Krisus Bris or having a Kesha with someone that's not there. So the morale in two places speaks about. It speaks about in Gurariah, it speaks about in Netzav Yisrael. In Gurariah, on the Pasuk, he says a strange teretz. He says that since there's a halacha, that ein bezn yochel levat l'divir bezn chaveirai, ala imken godle menu b'chochma b'minyan, that you can't be mevatel a psak of a previous bezn godle unless the second bezn is godle b'chochma b'minyan. And there would be no bezin bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu ever, so b'meila that bris could last forever. It's a strange lashon because the tzushtal is very strange because the halacha of ein bezin yochel levatel divrei bezin chaveiroi is coming to tell us when there's a shaila in shikul hadas what halacha is. So you go, you can't be oiker the previous halacha or takana or whatever. I mean, a krisus bris is l'chatchila being mekabel something on yourself. It has nothing to do, it's not a psak din, why would it last, and why wouldn't it, and why would the din of Ein Bezin Yochel Vat Ibn Chaveiroi, and only can go to Manu B'chochem Minyan apply over here? So it's very, very strange tzushtel. I'd like to try to understand a little bit the tzushtel. In Netzach he says Poshada, he says because there's a Krisus Bris to Avram, and Avram to Shoyer Shriuma, and so on, but the one in the Gurai is it needs a hez for what it means. There's a, The Medrash over here says like this. It's a Medrash Tanchuma, and the Medrash says over here, Atem Yitzav Mayoyim, Zesham HaKosuv. This is what the pasuk means. Hafoich Rishoyim Ve'enam Obeis Tzadikim Yamod Lad. That if you toss Rishoyim around, they disappear, but the Beis Tzadikim stand forever. So he says, "Kol zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel maseim shel rishoyim u'mahapich behen." Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the ma'aseh of rishoyim and turns them around, ein lem tkuma, they don't last. And lemoshel by ma'aseh doramabul, anshistoyim it says vayahapich asorim me'ela by Mitzrayim by Bavel, and it says v'chrati leBavel sheim u'sher v'nin v'neched, and so on. So, on all of the Rishayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mehapich them, they have no tekuma after the Hippur. Aval Yisrael Neufem Vayim, the Lashon over here, lehapich ma'aseim shel Rishayim, he's taking a pasuk of hafich Rishayim ve'enam. I think the tzushtel that is to our parasha is, it says, Gof Yisrael Sefer, so it says over here that Klal Yisrael might chas v'sholom undergo a situation of haficha of kima pecha stoyim v'amoira, and still they'll come through it. It doesn't say it mefurish l'chazal, but I think that's where it's coming from. He's coming and comparing haficha stoyim, which left them forever crippled and gone, destroyed, whereas hafichas Klal Yisrael kima pecha stoyim. But they're around. I never hit an umma twice. So Lemaisa, he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha is ongoing, and Klai Yisrael never gets destroyed completely. But it's telling me not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, it's telling me this is the litmus test to be mafkin between a Rosh and a Tzaddik. A Rosh, when you mahapach him, nothing remains. A Tzaddik, when you mahapach him, he stays forever. Last week we spoke about Yifuch in a different context, in the context of Avodah, but here in the context of Ashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the Yifuch? And especially since that's the pasuk that I think that Chazal are coming off. Because Mapecha Stoyim V'Ameira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Ashkocha, that's called Yifuch. Mapecha, that's where there's a difference between those two Mahalchim. Another Nekuda in the Medrash here that needs a beer. It says, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Rashi brings? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made now a Krisas Bris. What's the Inyan over here? Tova Achet says, Atem Nitzovim Lefisha Yisol Yoitzim Yiparnas Leparnas. The Lashon in the Medrash is a little bit different. It says, Yoitzim Mideo Ledeo Miparnas Leparnas. From one Havon and Tfisa to another Havon and Tfisa, and from one Parnas to another Parnas. So the purpose of this maimed over here, of the Atem Nitzav Hayoyim, is because Klal Yisrael is going from Deya to Deya and Parnas to Parnas. From Moshe Zanog to Shur Zanog. And Rashi says over here, it's in Yom Zazi, because they're afraid that they're not going to listen to him, so he won't, they should listen. In Chazal, it's Mashon as a Knetch also, it's going Medeya to Deya, and in the Sfarim, the Chassidus Sfarim, Leroyv find a marker over here for Leining Nitzavim, because it's at the end of the year. It's going the day of the day of Paris to Paris. That's why we Leining Nitzavim was at the end of the year. But upon him, besides the Inyan of Zeros, that to warn them, because Yeshua, there seems to be an intrinsic Inyan why you make over here a Sfarim of Atin Nitzavim. And Rashi says in the Lashon of Chazal is that you make a matzeva, as a lashon. It's a strange. Also, it's a matzeva. He makes them a lineup. They do a lineup to stand from going from one to another. So I'd like to understand that nekuda as well. What's this ceremony, the matzeva, that they're going from pinus to pinus? So let's be explaining a little bit on the union over here. The Rashi says over here that the and it's also Chazal over here, that the kesher between this and the previous parasha is, you think that the Yisurim are, Klai Yisrael heard so many klolos, so many techoches, they got very scared, and they felt that the Yisurim are too much for them. So he says that the Yisurim are mekayim eschem, just like, you know, you remain alive despite the Yisurim. The lashon is that the Yisurim themselves contribute to existence, and the pasuk shatan that is because the Yisurim are mezachich, the mechap on the chet, the mezachich, the guf, and so on and so forth. There's another nekuda here. In the nyanim, let's go back to the nekuda of hipuch and nefila that we started with. That's like kilu the nekuda of over here. When you have, let's take a look in Teva Olam. When you have different objects can fall down. Something that is heavy on top than on the bottom falls very easily. It's not balanced because the top is much heavier, and the mela, it's noted to fall down, which is the mitzvah of anything. Anything that its base is not as solid as its branches is definitely going to topple over at some point. That is one. The second mahalach is where the bottom is stronger than the top. The weight, the extra weight, the main weight is on the bottom of its midpoint. So that tends to be very stable because it's weightier on the bottom. And that's a p'china of the shrush of Merubah Me'anofah. And that tends to be very stable and doesn't fall down. There's a third type of thing. L'mashal, a ball. A ball is constantly in motion, and yet it never ever falls down. Well, you know, a ball that's rolling. Roll it anyway, its center of gravity never moves no matter how it's going. It always stays in one place. and not only does it's not very stable. That is, it's not given to change. So you have in the Metzius, you have change affects things. Certain things that are top heavy, that don't have enough shoshim, are noted to fall. They're noted in the filler. Certain inyanim, those inyanim that are built well on the bottom, are not noted in the filler. But there's also metzius of nefila on it. And then you have things that are completely devoid of nefila. And the reason is because no matter where it twists and turns, its center of gravity remains in the same place. That is the metzius, that's the tevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matbiyah in the Bria. In the metzius of Olam HaRuchni, those inyanim, there are two levels of tapuches. And let's take one of the inyanim first. Things, the hashgacha is that different things pass through different phases. And lamashal, there's something that does very well in a fair weather situation. There's something that does very well in a crisis situation. So while it's standing in its metzias, it's doing well. Turn it around. Metzius is a type of person that's always slack and lazy and this and that, but when some crisis comes up, he gets spurred into energy and it does, and he's hopeful, so on and so forth. So you look at a person in a matzav of crisis, and you see how brave he is, and how sacrificing he is, and how giving he is, and you say, ah, wonderful person. Turn around to a situation that's day to day, it's like daisical, and there's no real, there's nothing doing. The person just is concerned with himself, and he goes no place, does nothing, and so on and so forth. So you see clearly that his metzius was built with a certain set of conditions, and that's his metzius. Another person, if I can, when things sail smoothly, he does well, and everything functions, and he learns well, and he davens, and he's nice, and so on and so forth. Give him a crisis, and the person just stops functioning. He doesn't do well, and it stops. So here also, his metzias was turned in a certain way. His metzias was constructed in a certain oifen. Turn it around, take it out of its context, and it's gone. It fell apart. So you have a metzias of things that are, their metzias is genuine according to a certain set of circumstances. That's what their metzias is. The ultimate difference between Russia and Tzaddik doesn't lie in it's not only the good and the bad. There's the Goyen and Mishle on this pasuk says, gives us a hagdara that goes to the heart of it. Hafoich Rishoyim Ve'enam, he says, Kasha Yatzilim Hashem Vizhapu Mashvayis HaYashoyim Loidai She'atzadikim Minotzulit She'tafchenum Achshavasechem HaRoishom V'zeu Hafoich Rishoyim Ve'enam. So he says She'yishapech Al HaRishoyim V'yiyu Ayin K'loi Hoyu. When the bad comes to the Russia, then he becomes as if it never existed. V'zeu Milas Ayin. That's why the pasuk uses the word Ve'enam. Nothing is left of them, not a branch and not a root. So when it says and they're not, that means that there is nothing left of it. It says the house of tzaddikim stands. Avlat tzaddikim av sheyiplu yamoid beisam. Tzaddikim fall, so their children remain, and they keep on, they preserve the metzias of the tzaddik. So the Goyen is telling us, the Goyen is giving us the pshat, the lemaisidik pshat of the pasuk in Mishlei. Hafoich Rishoyim Ve'enam. When you take the test of hafichot to Russia, the Russia is not. Ve'enom means completely disintegrated. Nothing's left of it. Lo sheirish leonaf, like the pasuk says, v'chratish, shem v'shev, and so on. Ubeis tzaddikim can completely fall apart as well. There is no guarantee for a tzaddik that he lives, but Beis Tzadikim Yamid Lav. The Beis Tzadikim is the Zareisim. So the contrast is from the Zera of the Tzadik to the Rasha. It means like this. In the Metzias of when a person, the Metzias of Zera is a Metzias that is the Nekuda Atzmius of the person. A person, when a person has Zera, so the everything that's there in the person, the Poal, everything that's physically there doesn't go over to the child. He doesn't give him a hand of his, doesn't give him a rib of his, doesn't give him any part of his. But the Zera is Ilu Atamtis, the entire person. It's the essence of the person, in a sense. And that essence gets transferred over. So in when Haficha befalls something, everything goes but that Nekuda Merkazis. Just like when you have a ball and the ball is rolling, so the outer surface keeps changing. First it's the point on the top is on top, then it's flush with the ground, then it's all the way on the bottom, then it comes up again, and so on. All the layers of the ball take part in this Haficha. The part that is not affected is only the very center Nekuda. The very center Nekuda doesn't go anyplace. It's there. It's in the same central point. Anything that's on top of that, it starts changing and is affected by the Haficha, and it's mishaper. So when you're dealing with a contrast between a Rasha and a Tzaddik, in the Olam, both of them are subject to Nefila. Both of them are subject to Haficha. And both of them can become destroyed in a large chelak to it. The difference is in the base Rishoyim, nothing is left. Like the Goyan says, Le Sheirish Le Anuf. There was no Sheirish, and therefore there can't be an Anuf. When the Rasha falls apart, his Zera don't continue the Mahalach of Rishis. When the Tzaddik falls apart, then the Zera continues that Mahalach. So the Goyan tells us that the Nekuda that stays by the Nekuda that stays through Haficha is that Nekuda that's the very, very center of it. And the place where you see it is in the Zera. The place that keeps going and stays is only in the Zera, because everything else is already built on top of it. On every particular child, every particular person is only one example of that Zera. And that could become this Hafech and destroyed. What can't be destroyed is that Nekuda that passes on from door to door. So that's what Chazal say over here. Chazal say this, let's start. This parasha of Atem Nitzavim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the final krisis bris of Klal Yisrael, and the final krisis bris is on that very Nekuda. The first, there was a krisis bris on the Tayag Mitzvahs, on all the Yonim of Torah, and then the Nekuda of krisis bris is, of this krisis bris is where Klal Yisrael is nitfas in that Nekuda of Kiyum. So the pasuk says Kimapecha Stoyim V'Amoira. Klal Yisrael will chas v'shalom go through a matziv of Hifuch, and that's where they will get their Kiyum. Klal Yisrael's Kiyum is Klal Yisrael's Yitzivus and Nitzchius is because not that they don't have a Haficha, but that they have that there's a base tzaddik that's kayim la'ad. So Chazal say the test. That's the tanchum over it that starts out the parasha. That at the moitzim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoifech rishoyim, there's nothing left to them. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehafech stoyim v'amora ceases to exist l'netzach netzochim. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehapech tzadikim, the base era stays forever. And that's in our parasha, because of the Atem Nitzavim, that's why the Mapecha Stoyim V'Amoira, that is Kim Mapecha Stoyim V'Amoira, but something remains, because there was an Akuda there that's Nitfas above it. That's the Pshat If a person makes a bris that covers a particular instance, that it's only relative to a certain nekuda. So when that nekuda is gone, the bris is also gone. And therefore, if a person is mekabos of something, lechura zera da sheneni mona ayoyim is not shaykh to it. Then that's the moral's kasha. How can you be curious bris with something that's not there? If something's not there, it's a dosha beloilim and so on and so forth. His teretz is that ein bez yochel levat the bez chaver alkin godlem menu b'chochm of minyan. That means anything chochma encompasses pratim. We've spoken a few times about this in the Maral Shir, that the mahalach of chochma is to take different nekudas, to take different phenomena, and to bekoil them in a closed tikkun mahalach. Somebody sees phenomena A, phenomena B, phenomena C, and he's koil it in one theory. In one formula, in one theory, and that is Mahalchei Chochma. The bigger the Chochma is, the more is Koilo. A person took five phenomena, made a law that fits it all. And then there's another five different phenomena, unrelated, made another law for them, and a third group of five phenomena made a different law. And someone comes along and says, Be'etzim, all these three laws relate to each other with a more encompassing law. So godless in Chochma means that he reached a deeper nekuda of yetzivus. If you think about it, the Chochma says, Group A is a special case of the Klal, Group B is a special case of the Klal, Group C is a special case of the Klal. But they're all, the nekuda that's in all of them is actually this super formula that fits all of it. That's the Darkei Chochma, that's Malchei Chochma. A Bezdin overrides another Bezdin, not because they're wrong, but we're not talking about Torah, but by Mishnah. When there's a machlokes, the end of Pshat is the timing of Bezdin Aleph are true timing. The timing of Bezdin Beis, if they're smaller than Chachma, they don't understand how their timing are for entered in Mahalchei of Aleph. If the second Bezdin is bigger than the first Bezdin, the bigness means that it understood the reasons of Bezdin Aleph, and said despite the fact those reasons are only part of the picture and there's a bigger picture. That's the pshat, that's the gadol mimenu. It has to be larger than it. The second Bezdin has to be more encompassing. So when somebody who's a Gil Leroy says a svara, the svara is correct. He says a svara, he says an akuda. If I'm bigger than him in Chochma and in Minyan, then it means that I understand what you're saying. And Avada, it's a point that has to be addressed. But it's addressed in a larger picture with the following teretz. So it's not a stira because this is a special case, because of reason A, because of reason B, because of reason C. So the maral's oimik over here of godlem and v'chachma minyan means that since the second bezin is more makif, the first bezin, it reaches a deeper nekuda of the halacha. So the mele is mevatel of the first bezin. Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin, Moshe Rabbeinu's Maisa Vachnosa Lebris, since there was no Bezdin, there was Goldman of Chokhma Minyan, Moshe was Shokul Kenege Shishim Ribo, Moshe was in Chokhma Satera, he was the ultimate in Chokhma. So Bemela, he reached a Nakuda that no Chelek HaKlal Yisrael was an exception to. He deherred a Nakuda that ran through all Nakuda and all Mahalchim Chayisrael, through all the Deiris and through all the different Gvonim, Shvatim Chayisrael, and the Gvonim Chayisrael. And Bemela, that was an emes that would never be overshadowed by anyone because he reached the very pinpoint of the middle. And everything else was radiates from it. But he reached a Nakuda which is basic. So that's what the Maral explains. The bris that was forever is, the more a bris goes to the heart of something, the more it's shayach for hemshech, because we're not dealing with a specific case. A takana or gzera or something that's shayach for one city in one time, it doesn't become relevant to another city. It doesn't become relevant to another door. A person whose mind encompasses all the medinos, so the takana is koilal all those pratim, but not in zman, because tomorrow there'll be a different set of metziyasim. when you reach the ultimate nekuda, pnimis, then no matter what tapuchas you have, no matter what changes happen, you still hit home at that nekuda, and that stays forever. So the atem nitzavim hayoyim includes in itself a type of bris. It's a krisas bris on this nekuda pnimis, that there would be a certain nekuda over here that Klai Yisrael is nitfas to, that is cannot is it's immutable, not because it's so strong. It's immutable. It's so strong. It's changeable. No matter if those type of things that fall down, that are strong and don't fall down because they're very strong on the bottom. If it's a strong enough ruach mitzuya, if it ain't a mitzuya, it'll be oikada. There's an akira for everything. The only thing that can't be nekar is something that the etzem has in itself. It's something that's immutable. The etzem. It's like that point in the middle of the ball that no matter how you roll it, it's not rolling. It's not because it resists change. It's because it's unchangeable. The kuda stays where it is because that's its mitzias. That's the bris of atem nitzavim. And this bris lasted forever because the fimeisha rabbeinu's hasag and tfisa of such an akuda, it had no makom for change. That is the pshat in that chazal in its own mayim. The bris over here has another side to it. And that's what we said, that they went from das to das. It went from das to das and day to day, like we said, parnas to parnas. There is this area that we spoke about of haficha and change and having an akudam soyuz is nagea to a second type of or set of issues. On the first hand, it's nagea to tapuchos chitzonius. If you have a ruach coming from outside, pushing, pulling, and twisting, how much does it resist it? And there's a second akuda over here. And this is an akuda that is more subtle because it's within Torah itself. Torah itself, has different halakhim. Berom chaveray, berom makayim, ashloish devar moilim oimed, Torah, avodim uschasadim, they're all part of Torah, of avoda, and so on. The mitzias of Torah is neschalik to lara halakim. The Kuzari says, and we say it over a few times in Shabbos morning, the Kuzari says that on three yesodas is Torah given. Ava, Yira, and Simcha, he says. And the Kuzari says, I don't think a person is neskarev more by the tzoyim of Yom Kippur than by the Simcha of Simcha's Torah. I don't say Simcha Steyer, but by in the Yomim of Simcha and Yontif and so on and so forth. We understand fine, a person who has he touches a ruchnistik in a kuda in certain areas of Aveda, but not in other areas of Aveda, so he's lacking something. A person when he's sitting and learning is really into it and he's a real mentira, but when it's you made simcha, the person doesn't connect to it. The person is okay, you know, he's not exactly Bentayra in that kufa. So we understand that the Torah is a davar shalom, and the other inyanim is missing. A person whose davening is very stark, and he finds a lot of mokum in the tefillah, but other things leave him cold, and so on. Each kufi. So we understand that he's very good in this, and he's maybe even a mushlim in this, but he's lacking other things. The wrong. As long as you have an akuda that is not, if you were to hit the very central akuda, then everything would be equidistant. Just like if a person hits the central akuda of a ball, so every single area on the outside is the same distance, and that's the raya that he hit the central akuda. And there is no nekuda that is central to one place and not central to the other. If a person has a nekuda that's very close to one of it, then that nekuda is a chisaron klapi. It's not the center klapi, the place where he's coming in either. If a person punches a hole from the top of a sphere and he doesn't reach the center, but he reaches something close by, that's not the center of that nekuda either. You can't just say, well, I'm at the center of this nekuda, but I'm very far from the center of the nekuda at the other end. The center is the same center for all nekudas. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave so many. There was no way, or it's too difficult to give us one mitzvah that would encapsulate all the nekudas that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh put together all 613 mitzvahs, and exactly at the center point where they meet is the Ratzon Hashem. The Nekuda of Ratzon is where Torah becomes Chesed, and Chesed becomes Torah, and Avoida is Tzarek Avoya. All of those in Yanim, at the very center point they meet. So in Klal Yisrael, you can't get it from any one Nekuda. So you can't get it from any one Mahalach. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Mahalach came to an end, and then Yeshua's Mahalach started. That's the point at which to get to the Matseva, to the Nitzavim, to that point of stability, to that Nekuda Pnimis of Moshe's Torah. It's the junction of Moshe's Torah and Yeshua's Torah, and Yeshua's Torah, that brings out that Nekuda. There's a din in, also it says the Chazal bring it in this parasha, also very loosely connected. It says that there's a halacha that you have to, most things, you're not mevarach lefaneh v'achreah. Bracha lefaneh v'achreah is only in things that are masbiya, b'rechsa mozat deraisa, main sholosh, things that are zon, masbiya, that's the type of yonim, and it's a b'rechsa type of thing. A person, when he's hungry, has an appreciation for Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person, when he's severe, has an appreciation for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person is filled up, so he feels stark about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he feels shevach and haydor, and that's the tzur of Berachas HaMazon. So in Berachas HaMazon and Baruch Hu Meshalosh, we don't have a problem understanding that tzur of a bracha. Before a mitzvah, beforehand, we understand the Oivel HaSiyasan, that you go into the mitzvah, it's a way of being mechav into the mitzvah. The bracha l'achreah of Birchas HaTorah is a strange bracha. There's no, it's not sviya. There's no, and be'etzim, you're not stopping to learn. I mean, you're not, it's the word sviya doesn't come into place over here. It doesn't have the tzura birchas mitzvah dafla for now, because you're making a bracha on what will happen. So what's the bracha l'achreah? If you take a look in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah speaks about the bracha l'achreah in Berachas HaTorah, the Mishnah doesn't, it calls it b'psichosav u'b'chasimosa. You make it at the chasima, is where you make a bracha. What's the lash of chasima over here? You make it the psich and make the chasima. And it's so extraordinary. Be'etzem mitzad. Mitzad the tzuris habracha, we should have made one bracha at the beginning, beforehand, and the last one should have made a bracha chasimasa. I mean, the tzibur is laying the whole parasha, so they're starting with the pasuk one, and that should be preceded by a bracha, and it should finish with the last bracha with the teretz is that, and so Chazal say, because gzeiros nachos miyaitzim, people might come or go, and they think that there is no bracha for the beginning and the end of teretz. So the beginning, I can understand, because it says Amar of the Aras, the Birch of Torah Tchila, the Indian of being Meshayach, Torah Takadosh Baruch, all those Indian. But what's the Chasima? What's the Chashivas of that Chasima? The Torah says a Chasima is always the point of the whole thing. Whenever a person writes something, the chasim in shtaris has a different reason. Yochayzer from the Inyan of the Rishonim in the last line, but that's the tzur of chasim is always therefore this and this. A letter comes to the point at its chasima. That is the way the tzur of anything. In the mahalach of Torah, there is a chasima. And the chasima has a different tzura than the psicha. Just like when a person learns a sugya, he starts with the pratim,
And getting the sugya means getting the nekuda, getting the what we call what's called a sukkah shmaizid. It also means the Gemara says there's case A, case B, case C. A, the din is like this for this reason. B, the din is like this for this reason. C, it's like this for this reason. So the bottom line is that the etzem halacha is this. If there's this change, it varies. If there's this change, it varies. If this change, it varies. The learning being asuka shmaitzel also means getting down the nekuda atzmis and the protim that come out from it. So Torah needs a bracha of chasima, and the bracha of chasima of Torah is v'chaya oylam nota b'soychenu ashenos on a teras emes v'chaya b'soychenu. In other words, chasimosa, it says the chasimosa kachmah was emes, so that's what remains netzach above changes is the broch of the chasima. When a person starts Torah, he's dealing with a lot of changes. This is not always true, and this is a machlokes be'etzim, and this is a steer, and this is so on and so forth. The bottom line is, when the person has that nekuda of immutability, that's the v'chaya oylam nata v'secheinu. Both of those in Yonim are negayah to us in every way possible. The first is in the Etzem Mahalach Mavedas Hashem. Every person has his dry areas where it's just not his area. And that's where a person is created. And that's where Avoda is. But the mistake is to understand, to think that I can be a Sholem in one without the other one. A person who has a tainug in the sichlius of Torah, but doesn't have a heart for another person, so the pshat is, then the tainug he has is from the gain, from the intellectual gain. It's not from the fact that it's Dvar Hashem. He didn't connect to Dvar Hashem. A person who's a nice person, a good person, but doesn't strain to understand, doesn't push himself to try to understand the emes and be a misagea. So the niceness and the goodness, it's a niceness. It's not chesed in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mid of chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from chochmosa yisparach. And if the person is a person, not that his capabilities are shallow, but it's because he never developed his thinking, never doesn't break his head to understand, so that's lacking. And a person has both of them and he's not medaked b'mitzvahs, so again, he's hit on a side point in each one, and not the etzem nekuda. If he were to hit the etzem nekuda, it would be center perfect to all the other nekudas. If a person if finds that on Yom Kippur he's very dehaib, but on Simchas Torah he's loose, or on Echasna or a Purim there's something coarse about him, something cheap about him. And it's just not a certain time. So on Yom Kippur, he didn't hit that either. He hit a guilty conscience, he hit a mood, but he didn't hit that Advar Hashem. That Nekuda in Torah is called Ani Hashem Lo Shemisi. There is no Shinu in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that very center Nekuda. And if, as long as a person feels he moved somewhere, that Yom Kippur was this was like that, this was like this, was like that, then he's not there. He's not there even on Yom Kippur. In Ani, Hashem has the quality of Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi, and if a mahapecha changed a person, if turning the ball upside down, the person feels in a different place, then the trouble was he was on the surface. He wasn't at the center. And that's why there is a matseva. There's a standing at every junction. A person has to stop and try to get at the nekuda. For a person who's a sichistic person, he enjoys learning a lot. The person has to sit down at the end of it and say, okay, I like it a lot, but the intellectual exercise can be found in myth, can be found in philosophy, can be found in other places. What can't be found in any place, what the real Likud is, the Dvar Hashem. And the Dvar Hashem, it says that you have to be Nichna and Tefillah, and the Dvar Hashem says you have to be Medaktik in Mitzvahs, and so on. For the person who's a nice person, but doesn't give it anything else in any other chelik. So forget, the person understands, all I'm doing is I'm being a chevreman. I haven't touched an akuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't touched that akuda. It's not, I'm not a bal chesed, I'm a nice guy. Any Indian, a person has to, at every framework, and every nekuda, the person makes a matzeva when he goes midea ledea, and everything gives him something else. In Torah itself, the different halakim of Torah. One person enjoys the halacha, doesn't enjoy the musa. One person enjoys the musa, doesn't enjoy the lamdas. All of those nekudas, if the person is dead center, they're all equidistant to him. And the second chalak is the chitzonis teketapuchos. If a person, the avoda of a person is through hipuch, because the final litmus test of whether a person is emes, whether a person is dovuk na kadosh baruch hu, is in the nekuda, in the nekuda of what happens when you turn it around. If there's a change in the person, for the person who's a fair weather learner, so you turn it around and it becomes difficult, and all of a sudden he's at a loss. The person who deals well when he's under pressure or crisis, when things are just going on regular, is again at a loss. In both cases, that means that hifuch was chal on him and is lacking data mitzvah. Bnei Yosef has a sefer called Magid Mesharim, where he had giluyim from the Magid, from a Magid, from a Malach. And he says, Atem Nitzavim is going on the Neshama. The word Atem is specifically Neshama. And the Guf is the Levush. And what makes a person, if the Neshama, therefore it could be Asher Yeshapay Manayam, Asher Nenem Manayam, because when you're dealing with the Neshama, then however the Guf changes, it doesn't affect it. In other words, any chelik, any, if the prisas gris is with the atem, which he says is the neshama, it's a pasuk, it's a zaya, when it's dealing with the neshama, that prisas gris was made with the innermost chelik of the person. The Sfarim say, the tzaddik says, that atem is oisis emes. That the atem itzovim is like emes v'yatziv. And it's the same thing. When a person hits home on that nekud of atem, of the neshama, and not the levush, then that has a kiyum nitzchi. That will stay forever. If the krisis is made with the levush, a person is placed with the levush and put on another levush, it doesn't last. But when the krisis bris is with the atem of the person, with the you of the person, then it doesn't change. We're now at a matzeva. This is the end of the year, and this is for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. It was a big year, and it's now we're speaking about the mitzvahs where we are now. For most people, it's going to be a time of a lot of tapuchos, of mapechas. A person will be dealing with different things in different areas, in different places. Nisyonis, a lot. Whereas for the large part of Eilam that was in Eretz Yisrael, there's a relative stability in the Ruchnius and so on. Here, it's different. The Mapecha is much greater over here in the different exposures, in the different Inyanim, and so on and so forth. The person has to understand that the test of who he is and what he is how he deals with it. If the person, Moshe, you ask a person, how come today it's not going so well? Or how come they don't? Well, and it points to some external factor. True, and it's right, it is right, you know, when it's difficult with whatever outside Indian, it becomes difficult. But that points a finger at the person and says, you haven't been curious of risk with the atom yet. The krisis pris was with a levush. So this levush is good for this weather, but it's not good for this weather. You're right in evaluating the situation, but it's not an excuse, it's an accusation, it's an indictment of where Avodah is. For the person who's dovuk be'etzim, for the person that his atzmi is made a krisis pris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what difference does it make the outside? He is at that center. At this point of matzeva, of a seif shana, of chilas shana, of for many people a seif of one tkufa and the beginning of another tkufa, that's the makom for a person to understand that the purpose of his avoda has to be to be kairis bris with the atom of himself. And when a person is kairis bris with the atom, the yisurim around him, the inyanim around him, Rashi says, "I'm mekayimim eschem." It's not only because they mezachek the person and so on, which is definitely true, but they allow when the person sees each time where he falls through and there's some change, the person understands at each junction where he's not holding it by the atem, and that's where the person can go to the atem, and that becomes his mitzvah of the kaimim adalon olam. Thank you.